This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the India-Russia ties will see further strengthening in the coming years. During his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin today, he said, in about 10 years, they have met 17 times. The Prime Minister said it reflects the depth of the relations. The Prime Minister said, the world has faced multiple challenges in the last 5 years, first due to COVID-19 pandemic and after that because of various conflicts. Mr. Modi hailed India-Russia cooperation, saying it has helped Indian farmers and Indian consumers. On the occasion, Mr. Putin thanked Prime Minister Modi for making efforts to find a solution to end the conflict in Ukraine. During their bilateral meeting, Mr. Modi had reiterated New Delhi's readiness to assist Moscow in any possible way to establish peace in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left from Moscow for the second leg of his visit to Vienna, Austria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was today honoured with Russia's most prestigious civilian honour, the Order of St. Andrew the Apostle. The President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, presented it to Mr. Modi. The award recognises Prime Minister Modi's distinguished contribution to developing a privileged strategic partnership between Russia and India and fostering friendly ties between the two countries. The award was established in 1898 by Tsar Peter the Great in honour of St. Andrew, the first Apostle and patron saint of Russia. India and Russia have agreed to set the trade target to $100 billion by 2030. Briefing media in Moscow, Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said, during the meeting between the two leaders, agenda of discussion was principally focused on economic cooperation. The two countries signed 9 documents for cooperation in different fields. It includes MOUs in the areas of environment and climate change, cartography, polar research, investment, trade and pharma. New Delhi and Moscow have also inked MOU on cooperation in the field of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and TV Novosti. 13 assembly seats in 7 states will go to by polls tomorrow. 4 seats in West Bengal, 3 in Himachal Pradesh and 2 seats in Uttarakhand will go to polls. 1 each in Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Punjab will also go to by polls. Counting will be held on Saturday. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has called upon states and union territories to work together for building a collaborative educational system. Addressing the inaugural session of the review meeting of Department of School Education and Literacy with states and UTs in New Delhi today, Mr. Pradhan shared his thoughts on the roadmap for the next 5 years for the holistic development of school education. He said that the education is a key pillar of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Viksit Bharat and called upon the states and UTs to work together to achieve this goal. He said the implementation of national education policy is key to transforming India into a knowledge superpower and enabling equitable and inclusive access to quality education. The 12th meeting of the India-UAE Joint Defence Cooperation Committee concluded today in Abu Dhabi, marking a significant step in bolstering defence relations between the two nations. Led by Joint Secretary Amitabh Prasad, the Indian delegation met with their UAE counterparts, headed by Brigadier General Staff Jamal Ibrahim Mohammed Al-Mazouki. The talks covered a wide range of topics aimed at enhancing bilateral defence and security cooperation. In Chhattisgarh, a female Maoist has been killed in an encounter with security forces today in Kanker district. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will announce a package for the relief and rehabilitation of flood-hit Assam very soon, said Union Minister of Power, Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal in Guwahati today. In women's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 10 wickets to register its biggest win in T20s against Proteas during the third and final T20 match of the series at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.